At 11 a.m. on Saturday, after spending an inordinate amount of time trying to find downtown parking, I slip behind the Little Red Schoolhouse Museum to find a small lemonade stand-sized booth where Jamie Spires registered me as the fifth contestant in this year's Mountain Mama competition. My $10 entry fee was immediately recouped with a stylish green V-neck t-shirt, the event's jersey, and some knickknacks generously donated by the Matanuska Telephone Association, including a small manicure kit. Competitive by nature, I immediately headed to the softball field where I could size up the race course and fire off a few practice casts with the sanctioned fishing rod and shoot a handful of arrows at the archer station where later I'd be required to shoot a ptarmigan. Alaska, with its reputation as being a state rich in men, has always held firmly for me as a place of exquisitely strong and beautiful women. Nowhere was that more evident than on that 50-yard stretch of field this weekend. Moms from Willow, Trapper Creek, Galena, Talkeetna, and one brave soul visiting her son from Tulsa, Oklahoma, queued up to sprint down what many would consider a pioneer's obstacle course, where women must cross a creek of small stones and slippery logs, split and quarter a piece of wood, shoot a ptarmigan, hammer a nail, and catch a silver salmon, all while donning a baby on their back, a baby with a dirty nappy which was much in need of care for the event's finale.
Take that diaper off and clean it in the water over there. And then come over here and make yourself a pie. You deserve it.
Perhaps the hardest chore of the whole competition was one that was not even organized by the race coordinators. Young fans on the sidelines constantly demanded the attention of their mothers.
Stop pulling on me, please. There's snacks and there's crackers in the car, but you have shared.
In that sense, I may have had what other mothers would have considered a significant unfair advantage. I'd placed my 2-year-old daughter in daycare for the afternoon. In reality, it may have been my biggest mistake. Ultimately, it proved just how soft I was. The winner, Crystal Mayer of Willow, is a single mother of 3 rambunctious children, Cadence, Dustin, and Delilah. Delilah is only 3 months old. Crystal swept the competition in 2 minutes and 37 seconds, over a minute ahead of the next competitor, Susan Dalecki. Susan was the winner of the very first Mountain Mama competition in 1991 and showed up to the starting line holding her 2 grandchildren.
Fierce competition here at the Mountain Mamas 2013 contest. It's fierce. It's fierce.
That was Caitlin Palmer, Talkeetna resident and co-owner of the Alaska Mountaineering School. She has summited Denali numerous times and worked as a mountain guide all over the world. She joined the ranks of other amazing moms like Carla Kelly, who decides annually whether to compete in the Mount Mama competition or Seward's Mount Marathon race.
This is one of the funnest events of the year.
It really is.
Oh, that's so good.
It's much better than Mount Marathon.
I was happy to make the podium in 3rd place behind Crystal and Susan. We were each awarded with large gift baskets of goodies, including local crafts, gift cards, books, and assorted small pink electronics, including an MP3 player donated by Walgreens. Catherine Hacker, mother of 2, who competed for the first time in this year's Mountain Mama competition, said she wouldn't encourage any local women to have children just to qualify for the race.
If you have a weak stomach and have any adverse reactions to any sort of bodily fluids, or you're not really into screaming your child's name 3,000 times a minute, don't become a mom. Get a dog. It's not for the faint of heart, but it is fun.
For KTNA, this is Melis Cody.